begin the current daf in Masechet Seir and daf Yedal. We begin on the top line of the Gemara, where the Gemara begins to elaborate on the Mishnah that we ended off with on the previous daf. And that is, we spoke about regarding a mavi, that is again an alleyway that's closed on three sides and it's open on the fourth side to Rosh Hashanah, that one has to be mesakenet, either with a lechi or a kaira, or according to Bishami, a lechi and a kaira. However, regarding this kaira, the crossbeam that runs across the width of the mavi from one end to the other end, which is the side that's open, the fourth side open to Rosh Hashanah, so our Mishnah spoke about the required measurements and the dimensions necessary for the kaira. That is, there was a machlokes regarding if it has to have the strength and the dimensions to carry a half of a brick, or only the dimensions but not the strength. However, regarding the width that it has to have to carry the brick, there we said in our Mishnah that it has to have, it's enough to have the width of a tefach. And that's where our Gemara begins. To which the Gemara asks, tefach mechtze boy. It should have to have a width of a tefach and a half. And that is because, as our Mishnah explained, the reason for this purpose of having a specific width of this kaira is so that it can at least have the measurements necessary to carry a oirich, which is a half of a brick. Now this brick is three tefachim, so a half of it is a tefach and a half. So why do we say that's enough to have the width of a tefach? Again, you have this crossbeam running across the width of the mavi. Now it has this length, its length is the width of the mavi. Now you have to have a certain width to carry this, the width of this brick, because the length of this brick is three tefachim. A half of the brick is a tefach and a half. So you have three tefachim by a tefach and a half. So the width is a tefach and a half. So now the width of the kaira has to carry that. So how is it enough by having just a tefach? If you're saying that the whole purpose is to be able to carry the arach, which is a half of a brick, it should have to have a tefach and a half. And that the Gemara says, keeping the rach of the kabo tefach, since it's wide that it has the area of a tefach, so now it's getting a tefach of the brick. So you have another half a tefach left over. Ido chatzi tefach mal ben lebetina. So then the other half of a tefach, you cement it with clay. And that is mashi mahai gisa. Umashu mahai gisa. You have a little bit of that half a tefach on one side, a little bit of the half a tefach on the other side. That is, a tefach is a fistful. So let's say it's approximately around four fingers. So you have a half a tefach left over, which are two fingers widths. So you have one finger width on one side and one finger width on the other side of this kaira of the crossbeam, which is the excess of what this half a brick would be. And you have that cemented a little bit with clay. That would be enough by having the width of the kaira just a tefach, because that little remainder is not going to tilt the whole thing. It's enough to have it and cemented over the bekaima, and that will maintain it. Amar Abar Avuna, kaira sha'amru, tzricha shatehe b'riya kadeh lekabel ariach. He paskins, like the Tanakhama and Mishnah, although it was a machlokes regarding if it just has to have, again, as we mentioned, just the dimensions, which would be the width of a tefach, or if it also has to have the ability, the strength, that has to be strong enough to carry that. On this, Rabbi Arvun is paskining, like the Tanakhama, that it has to have not only the width, but even the bria has to have the strength to hold and be strong enough to have the width of this ariach. However, umamidikar, but regarding those things that are supporting the crossbeam itself. Let's say, for example, you didn't put the crossbeam directly onto the wall of the mavi. Rather, you put pegs on the wall of the mavi, and the crossbeam are on those pegs. So those mamidim, those supports of the crossbeam, einan tzrichin shiyabriim kedei lekabel kar avriach. They do not have to be strong enough to accept the crossbeam and the half of a brick, just enough to accept the crossbeam itself, because you're not putting the half a brick, the avriach, on them. It's just that the kaira has to have what's called the kvias. It has to be established. And therefore, that's to that it will be considered a full-fledged hekker. But the mamidim, the supports, there the hekker is not in them. The main component of the mavli is the hekker, and which is the kaira, which is the identifying factor which permitting the mavli. So that, as we said in our Mishnah of the Tanakhama, has to have not only the dimensions to have the oirich, to have a brick, but even has to have the support, the stamina to hold that up. The strength, the brias, as it's called. But the mamidim of the kaira, those things which are just pegs, they're just holding up the kaira itself, that's not the qualifying factor that's permitting the mavli. So therefore, yes, it has to be able to hold up the kaira, or else you're missing the main component that's supporting it. But it doesn't have to be able to support the kaira and the riach. So if technically you wouldn't be able to put up an ariach on the kaira because the mamidim of the kaira wouldn't be able to support it, it doesn't make a difference. As long as the kaira itself could technically support an oirach, both in its measurement and in its strength, so therefore the kaira is kosher, and the mamidim just has to be able to support the kaira, and it doesn't have to actually be able to have the technical aspect of supporting both of them, because that's not what's actually kashering the mavi itself. That is Rabbi Rav Huna's opinion. Rav Chisda argues, and he says, no, echad zeh ve'echad zeh tzrichin she'ebriyin l'kei l'kabel k'evriach. He says both of them, both the kaira and the mamidim of the kaira, the supports, the pegs that you're putting up to support the kaira, both have to be able to support the kaira and the ariach. And that, which really means that the kaira itself has to have the strength to support the ariach, as we said in our mission, and not only the width of the ariach, but also the support of that. And the mamidim have to be able to support both the strength of the crossbeam and the ariach that's on top of that. So now the Gemara talks about a different case. Amar Rav Sheshes. Let's say you put up a crossbeam on top of a mavir. That's the way that, at least according to Beis Hillel, that would be enough to kasher the mavir. But then you spread out a curtain on top of the crossbeam. That is, you wanted to make it a stronger heter. And that is by making it into a mechitza. A mechitza is always definitely a much stronger a component to be mater a mavir, because it's literally closing off the fourth wall. So here you have that you wanted to make it even a better type of a heter. However, what you did was v'gbiyam in that karkosh leisha. However, the curtain that you got, it was a very high up kaira because the walls of the mavi were very high. So you got this curtain, but didn't make it all the way down to the ground. It was more than 3 tefachim above from the ground. So then kaira enkan, you don't have any more of a crossbeam. And mechitza enkan, you don't have any more of a wall of the curtain. And therefore, you're left with nothing. You're worse off than you started, as the Gemara explains. Kaira enkan, why don't you have any more the element of the crossbeam that would be a permitter of the mavoi doha mechasya? It's covered. Either way you look at it, especially if you say if it's a hacker, you don't have the hacker of the mavoi through the kaira because it's covered. And mechitza enkan, you also don't have the component of a wall which was created with the curtain because the havi la mechitza shagdon baikim, because it's now a wall that the kid goats are able to go under, they're able to break through, and that's because it's higher than 3 tefachim from the ground, which in halacha is called a mechitza tluya, a hanging wall, and the hanging wall is not considered mechitza and will not permit the mavoi. So therefore, again, although you wanted to make it better and stronger by making this curtain to create a wall, you made it worse because now you don't have the kaira and you don't have the mechitza either, because we can't view it as a virtual halachic wall because people are walking through it. These are the little goats that are coming on the bottom because it's more than 3 tefachim high, and therefore you can't view it as a wall, and therefore you have nothing to make the mavi kasher, and therefore you can't carry there. Now the Gemara continues with the kashrus, the different permittances of a kaira of a crossbeam. Turn up on Linda Brysa. Kaira hayoitza mekoisel zeh. Regarding a crossbeam that goes out from one wall, but ve'in the gas because of that doesn't reach the other wall of the mavi. You have to get this crossbeam. It's almost Shabbos. You're quickly looking for a stick that's going to reach from one end to the other. It goes from one side, but it doesn't make it all the way to the other end. And similarly, ve'chein shtei karis, also if there are two crossbeams, achas yoytzim ekeizel zeh, you have one coming from one wall, ve'achas yoytzim ekeizel zeh, one coming from the other wall, but ve'in negezu b'zeh just doesn't make it, it's short. So then the halach is as follows. Pachis mishloisha, ein tzorach lehevi karachas. If it's less than 3 tefachim, again, whether it's one crossbeam that didn't make it to the other wall, or when there's two, but now there's a space between the two of them, if it's less than 3 tefachim, you do not have to bring another crossbeam. In other words, that will make it kosher of a mavid because of the concept called of lovid. And if there's less than 3 tefachim, we view it as attached and closed. Shloisha tzorach lehevi karaches, but if it's more than 3 tefachim, then you will have to bring another crossbeam because it will not make it kosher. We don't view it as going from wall to wall because of the gap of more than 3 tefachim. Shimon ben Gamliel Loimer, he argues in the entire concept of love, and he says, "Pachis mi dalad ein tzarach levi karaches." If it's at least less than 4 tefachim, you don't have to bring another crossbeam. Arba tzarach levi karaches, but if it's at least 4 tefachim, then you would have to bring another crossbeam, and that is because he considers the halacha of love that for it to be attached and closed up to the dimensions of 4 tefachim. More than that, he also agrees that it's going to be a too large of a gap, but not as we always say that love it is 3 tefachim, he holds it's 4 tefachim. So now the Gemara brings down also another halacha regarding this that we were speaking about. Similarly, the Brisa says regarding two twin crossbeams, that is that he has these two crossbeams side by side, which are like twins. Each one on its own merit would not be enough to contain and to hold up this half a brick. And as we said, it has to have the width of a tefach so that it can contain the width of a half a brick, which is a tefach and a half. And it doesn't have that support. So however, the Brisa says, if they could contain together the width of a half a brick, which is a tefach, as we explained on Mishnah, and as we explained on the beginning of our Gemara, that although it's the width of a tefach and a half, that extra half a tefach, which is two finger breadths, which is a finger on either side, that you could do with a little bit of clay to cement it on either side. So if together, if you put them together side by side, they're going to have a tefach, even though each one separately is not a tefach, then in tzarech lehevikar ches, then you don't have to bring another crossbeam because the two of them are working in tandem to make this dimension of a tefach. Vimla, but even if you put them together, they're not going to be a tefach. Then tzarech lehevikar ches, then you have to bring another kar. However, Reb Shimon Gamliel argues, and he's more lenient. He says, in mekablis ariach lo'arkai, if the two of them could contain this half a brick on its length, which, again, its length is three tefachim, it's only a half a brick on its width, which would be a tefach and a half, so that what it basically Reb Shimon Gamliel is saying, that if you're going to take these two crossbeams, these two sticks that are running on the width of the mavai, and you distance each one from the other, even if you put them together, they would be less than a tefach. Let's say each one is a quarter tefach. So you put them together, they would not be a half a tefach. But if you would separate them, and that you would be able to lay the brick on its length on the two of them, then, which basically means that shloisha, that you're going to have by separating them, even though each one on its own is not going to have, but you separate them three tefachim, and now you're going to have the entire length of this half a brick on these two sticks, on these two curves running the width of the mavi, then ain't tzarech lehevikar ches, then you don't have to bring another crossbeam. Vim lav, but if not, if it wouldn't be able to contain the weight of this half a brick, so although you're going to have the dimension of the length of this half a brick by running the length on these two sticks, by separating them three tefachim from each other, if it can't contain the weight, but as we explained that we paskin that it has to have both the width of the brick and it also has to have the support, the brius, the strength to contain it. So if it doesn't have the strength, tzarech lehevikar ches, then you have to bring another crossbeam, because although we're being makel to say that even though you're not going to even have the tefach even together with the two of them, but by separating them you'll be able to have the length of the brick, since it doesn't have the support for it, you'll have to bring another crossbeam. Another case, the Brisa says, now we're talking about these two curves. Again, each one is not enough on its own to create the width of a tefach and to support this ariach, this half a brick. So he said, but if each one together will be able to support it, again, there's a machlik, is exactly what would be necessary if each one should have to be a tefach together, or if even if they're not going to be a tefach together, but if you separate them, then they can contain it to the length of the brick. However, let's say one is above and one is down. And that is, between these two, it would be able to be mekabel this ariach if they were side by side. But what happens is that the support of one crossbeam is making it higher than the other one, so therefore they're not equal, they're not side by side. On that, Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Omer, Ro'ines al yoyne ki'ile hilamata, we view the one that's higher up as if it was lower, v'esatachtoyne ki'ile mala, and the one that's lower as if it was above. In other words, until we view them side by side, and therefore it'll be a kasher mavi, because since when they're side by side, they could both have the necessary requisite to contain that half a brick. So therefore, though, even though they're not side by side, but because one is higher, one is lower, we view it as if they're equal, and therefore it's going to be kasher. However, he does say, as long as the higher one of these two curves was not above 20 amos from the ground, because that, as we said in the first Mishnah of our Masechta, that won't have a heksha of a curve because it can't be higher than 20 amos from the ground. And similarly, the lower one cannot be lower than 10 tefachim from the ground, as we also said that it has to have at least a height of 10 tefachim. So however, but if it's within 10 tefachim and 20 amas, then again we'll see the higher one lower and the lower one higher, that they'll be side by side, and therefore it's going to be kasher. So Abaye makes a comment regarding this halacha, that Rabbi Yisi bar Yehuda, this halacha that he just said, he holds like his father, Rabbi Yehuda, in one aspect. However, he argues on his father in another aspect, as he explains. He holds like his father in one aspect, the Islay Rain, that he holds like his father, that we say we view it as such. And that is, as his father said in our Mishnah, that Royan Isaac, that his father said that this curve does not have to be strong enough to support the half the brick. It just has to have the width. And that is, he said that even if it's made out of straw, that which is not strong enough, but we view it right, and I say, as if it were metal, as if it were strong enough to contain that half a brick. And he's also saying the same idea, that it's right, and we view the one that's higher as if it's lower, and the lower one as if it's higher. That's the same halachic aspect. However, Paul Ligalebuchad, but he argues on his father on one aspect, Dila Rabbi Yehuda Sabr Lamala Me'asim. Rabbi Yehuda's father in the first Mishnah and Amasech said that the Kari could be even above 20 Amas. However, Rabbi Yehuda saw Rabbi Techafin l'mal mechaf loy. However, his son Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda said that no, the curry has to be within 20 amos, but higher than 20 amos, it's not going to be kosher. Now the Gemara continues discussing our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says, as we just mentioned before, that the rechava, the width of the kaira, has to be thick enough to contain the width of this arich, of this half a brick, afa pisha in abriya, even though it's not strong enough to carry it. In other words, although the Tanakhama said it has to be have the width and also the brius, the strength, Rabbi Yehuda argues, says it only has to have the width but not the strength. So the Gemara says that Masni la Rabbi Yehuda, when he taught our Mishnah, L'chiyah barav, kamederav, he said as follows, Rechava, afa pishay nebriya, as it's taught in our Mishnah, that Rabbi Yehuda said that it only has to have the thickness of the half a brick, but even though it doesn't have the strength to hold it up. So Amalei, so Rav told him, Asni it Rechava ubriya. The way you should teach this, that even Rabbi Yehuda holds that it has to have the width and the strength. It's not true the way it's written in our Mishnah, that it's enough to have only the width and not the strength. No, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees it has to have the thickness of a tefach and the strength to hold up that half a brick. The Gemara asks, how could Rav have said that? Rav himself said that Rechava Arba, that the Kaira, if it's four thick, Ava Pishay Nebriya, then even if it's not strong enough to hold up the half a brick, as long as it's four tefachim wide, it's going to be kosher. So you see, all you have to have is the rechivas, the width, but not to have the brias, the strength. How could Rav say that you should say in Rabbi Yehuda that it has to have both? But the Gemara says, Rechava Arba Ashani. When it has the width of four tefachim, that's different. That, there you don't have the brias, there you don't have to have the strength to hold it up because it's a very chashav area. So once it's already four, that's enough, even if it doesn't have the strength. But when we said that in Rabbi Yehuda, that even he agrees that it has to have both the width and the strength, that was talking about when it only has the width of a tefach, which is the minimum measurement necessary to have the half a brick, which is a tefach and a half, and we said enough is to have it the width of a tefach. Then if it only has the width of a tefach, then it has to have both the width and the brius and the strength also. So now the Gemara continues, quoting from our Mishnah, that Rabbi Yehuda said, related to this idea that he held that it didn't have to be strong enough, that he said, Hoisis shel kash b'chul, if it's made out of straw, then he said that royin, that we view it as if it was made out of metal, that is because it doesn't really have to be strong enough to hold up the half a brick, as long as it has the width to hold up the half a brick. And then the Gemara asked, my kamash b'lom, what is Rabbi Yehuda adding on to what he said before, daminan royin, that he says that we view it as if it's metal, hainohach, it's the same thing that he said already in the beginning. He said that if it has the width, even if it doesn't have the strength. So why does he have to say that if it was made out of straw, that it's not strong enough, we view it as if it's made out of metal? What is he adding on the principle that he already said, that it doesn't have to be strong enough? And that the Gemara says, that ma'u detema b'min amin, I would have thought to say, that when do we say this idea that royinus, we view it as if it's made out of metal, as if it's strong, that if it's from a type of a material, that it normally is made strong enough. For example, let's say crossbeam made out of wood. So then even if it's not strong enough, then we say that royin, that we view it as if it's strong enough. Because wood is generally something that could contain a half of a brick. But if it's not from a type that would be strong enough generally, let's say it's made out of straw or reeds, that type of species of material is never strong enough to contain a half a brick. Then we would not say royin, that we see it as if it's strong enough, because it's not the type of material at all. So you can't say that. Kamash Mon, that was the Chiddush Rabbi Yehuda was adding, that even if it's something that its type can never even be strong enough, even so, even in such a case, we don't really need it to be strong enough. We still say royin, it can be made out of paper. It doesn't make a difference as long as it has the measurement to hold up the half of a brick. We're still going to say that royinoy says if it would be strong enough to hold it up. Now the Gemara continues explaining again in other phrases of Rabbi Yehuda, which seem to be elaborations on the same concept. He said, "Akuma royinoy sekila hipshuta. If it's crooked, then we view it as if it was flat." Again, the Gemara asks, "Pshita, it's obvious." Here also is the same thing. What are you saying, royin? What is it any more of a chiddush than what we just said before? And that the Gemara says, "Kamashmon kadreb zera." Had to teach us the chiddush of Reb Zera. Dom Reb Zera, Reb Zera said, "He betoich ha-mavi. If the crossbeam is within the mavi, but va'akma misa chutz la-mavi, but the bend, this crookedness of the kaira goes out of the area of the mavi, or he betoich esrim. The actual kaira is within 20 amas. Va'akma misa la-malam esrim, but the crookedness goes above 20 amas. Again, we're talking about things which would be invalid." Because it can't go out of the area of the mavi, it can't go higher than 20 amos. So this akmamimus is going out of the area of where it's kosher. or he lamala me'asara, or let's say the crossbeam is higher than 10 tefachim, but vakum misa lamata me'asara, but the crookedness goes below 10 tefachim, again, also which is not kosher. On that we say, Rayin, we see it, kol she'ilu yinot l'akum misa. Whatever area of that crookedness, had that been taken away as if it wasn't there, and ve'ein bein zeh lazeh shloisha, and then there wouldn't be between the straight part of the crossbeam more than three tefachim, then ein tzarach lehevi kar acheres, then you don't have to bring another crossbeam. And that is, again, you have a straight one, and then it goes and curves out a little bit out of the mavoi, or higher than 20 amos, or lower than 10 tefachim, and then it comes back up and it continues straight. So you have like a little semicircle in the middle. If that area, let's say, was missing, you didn't even have it, that crookedness, and now you have basically a gap, because you have a little bit that goes out or goes above. If that would be less than three tefachim, then that's kasher, because we view it as if it's not there. And therefore, but you still have the kasher, of because you have loved that's saying it's kasher, because less than three tefachim. Vim lav, but if it wouldn't be, three tefachim would be a larger gap, because this akmimus that's going out or above or below is more than three tefachim. Then, tzarech lehevi karaches, then you have to bring another crossbeam. That is the chiddush. We wanted to tell you that chiddush of Reb Zeira, that regarding this akmimus, that even if it's going out of the respective areas that are kasher for the mavli, if it's less than three tefachim, that chiddush we wanted to tell you that it's still going to be kasher. And that Gemara says Hanami Pshita. That's also obvious. That's the halachic concept of lavud, which we know all over. We see it as attached, because even though it's not here, we see it as cut off, because who needs this? It's anyways not in the respective areas. At less than three tefachim, so of course it's kasha. And that Gemara says no. He b'teich mavi, that when it's inside the mavi, v'akmamisa chutz l'mavi, for that one application of the halacha of Reb Zeira, when the crookedness goes out of the mavi, istrichle, that we needed to tell you that chiddush of Reb Zeira for our Mishnah. That's why he continued Reb Yehuda to say even that case of that kmimis, because ma'adu teima lechesh dima aslam shurcha basra. I would think to say that maybe someone's going to come to be drawn after that. He's looking up, he sees the crossbeam is even there that goes out, which is a semicircle that's going out of the mavi. I would think that he might come to carry there also, because he sees the kaira there. Because although that's not kosher, but he doesn't know that. For that, we say that we're not concerned about that, and that is, we see as if it's not there. It's less than three tefachim. We see it as it's closed, it's loved, and although part of it's going out, we're not concerned someone's going to go out and carry underneath that area, which would not be in the halachic permitted area of the mother. Now again, the Gemara continues from our Mishnah, quoting another halacha that Rabbi Yehuda said, but again, it seems to be the same halacha in a different application. We said, agula, if it's round, we view it as if it was squared. Again, the Gemara asks, Hasul Amali, what do I need this for? Again, we realize that because it's round, that it can't actually literally, physically, contain this Ariach, but Rabbi Yehuda doesn't need that. All he needs is for it to have the dimensions necessary of a width of a Tefach. So what is he adding on? And that the Gemara says, Sefer Eschukhali. You're right, he didn't really need it for that itself, but he needed for the Sefer of this Halacha, which is how the Mishnah ended, which was to tell you a different din, which applies to this, that Kol Sheyesh Behekefa Gimel Tefachim, any area that has a circumference of three Tefachim, Yesh Be Reichav Tefach, that will have a width of a Tefach, which is the main idea what he needed for. Of course, he didn't have to tell us, because we know this Halacha already, that it doesn't have to actually be able to contain it in a physical way, rather just in the dimension way. But we needed to tell you, because that when it's round, what is an area that will have the width of a Tefach, which is necessary? That's if it has a perimeter, again, a circumference of three Tefachim around that circle, then we know that it has a diameter, it has a width of a tefach, then it will be kosher, because then it will have the requisite area to contain this arich, this half a brick. Now the Gemara asks on that, Minan Amili, where do we know this halacha of pi, which in the Gemara is identified as a ratio of 3 to 1, that when there's a circumference of 3, which is basically the area around the circle, that if, let's say, you took a string around, would be 3 tefachim, or 3 of anything, that then you're going to have a diameter, which is basically the length of the width of this circle, that's going to be 1 tefach. How do we know that? When the third circle is 3 tefachim around, that's going to have the area of 1 tefach to make it kosher, to be able to mekabel this ariach, which is why Rabbi Yehuda brought this in, which is the end of our Mishnah. Where does he know this from? So, Amar Rabbi Yechon Amar Kra. So now the Gemara, the Rabbi Yochanan brings a pasuk that from this the Gemara will go on to Amud Beis and have a lengthy discussion about a certain mikveh that Shlomo HaMelech made in the Beis HaMikdash, which here in this pasuk is called a pool. It says in Malachim Aleph, V'yas es hayam mutzak, that Shlomo made the pool out of poured metal, eser va'ama, and 10 amis, misfasei atzfasei, from one end of the pool to the other was 10 amis, ogul saviv, it was a circle all around, the chamish ba'ama kamasi, and it was 5 amas in its height. The kav shloishim ba'ama, and it was a line of 30 amas, which was Yosef Isay Sava, which went around its perimeter. And that is, the ear space of it, besides the thickness of the walls, were 10 amas, as it says. It also says that a kav, a line of 30 amas, went around the pool. So what you see from that pasuk is that for every amma of width in the circle, it's going to be a circumference of 3 amas, because again, we're saying that it was 10 amas in its diameter. And yet it says that if you would circle it around with a string, it would be 30 amas, which again, the ratio of 3 to 1, which is this idea that we wanted to bring. But now the Gemara asks a technical question. But there is the edge of the walls of the mikvah. That is, that itself should add on to the ear space of 10 tefachim. Yet in spite of that, it says that the kav shloshim will be a line of 30 amas that's necessary and not anymore. Why is that? It should require more than the line of 30 amas, because although the ear space was 10 amas, the diameter was 10, but the thickness of the wall should add on to that diameter, making it necessary that the circumference should be larger than 30 amas. Why is it enough to have only 30 amas in the circumference? On that Amar of Papa, Sfasai, the edge, the walls of the height of this mikvah, Sfas Perech Shoshan Ksivbe. The Pasuk calls it the rim of a lily flower. That is, the Ksivbe, it says in the Pasuk over there, V'avi a tefach, that the thickness was a tefach, Usfasai, but the rim was Kamaisa Kois Perech Shoshan, was like the rim of a cup, that is the rim of like a lily flower. And that is, which means it's very thin, like this lily flower, which was Alpayim Bas Yochel, which held 2,000 Bas. And that is, although it says that it was Al Yitefach, the walls were a Tefach thick, and that was on the bottom of the walls. However, on the top, they were very thin, literally like paper thin, like the lily flower, and therefore, we still needed only a circumference of 30 amas, because although the inside space was 10 amas in diameter, and then there's walls, but the walls were paper thin, different. You didn't have to add anything on more. That's why it was enough to have, again, 3 to 1, 10 amas in the inside, and 30 amas surrounding the wall in the circumference. But the Gemara still asked. But there's still that minute amount, whatever it is, as minuscule as it is, there's still paper thin. Whatever that is has to be added on. So how could it be exactly 30 amas to the 10 amas inside when there has to be something added on? That the Gemara says, Kiko Chashim. When did we make the calculation in this pasuk in Malachim Aleph to say that the circumference is 30? Migavoy kachashim. We were calculating from the inside of the walls. And that is when we said that you need a kav of lamed, a string of 30 amas to go around the circumference. That was on the inside of the walls. That we're now calculating the thickness of the walls around it. And that's why it was enough to have a kav of 30, which surrounds the halal of the 10, and that's why it says it was 30. But you're right, if it was on the outside of the walls, it would have to have something, at least a little bit more, to also calculate and to include the thickness of the walls, even if it's a mashu. Now the Gemara sort of dives in, so to speak, into this yam shel shloima, this sea, this pool, this mikvah that Shlomo HaMelech made. Tanya learned the brisa. Reb Chiya learned yam shel asa shloima, regarding this pool that Shlomo made, it contained in its volume the area of 150 kosher mikvahs, which a kosher mikvah is 40 sa. This one mikvah that he made had in it the area of 150 kosher mikvahs. As the Gemara says, Mechti, let's see, let's calculate. Mikvah kamahava, how much is the area, is the volume of a mikvah? Arbam sa, it's 40 sa. Kedetan lezer learn the price. It says in the Pasuk Bayikra, Verachat said he washed, and we continue on to Amud Beis. Bamayim, that he washed himself in the water, which that's mashma, that water that's gathered into one place, which means b'mei mikveh, in the mikveh water. Then it says over there in the pasuk, kol besari, all his flesh. When he's tabling in the mikveh, it has to be his whole flesh, which means mayim shekol gufo oilman, water that his entire body could go in at one time. Now v'kamehin, how much water is that? Let's say a regular person is six feet high and he's 2 feet in his width and his length, let's just say. So that is, as the Gemara says, it's Amma al Amma Barum Shalish Amas. He's an Amma squared, which is like basically like 2 feet squared, with a height of 3 Amas, which is let's say like 6 feet high. And therefore, that's the amount that's necessary for a person to be able to tevel into mikvah, getting his whole body at one time. V'shir chachamim may mikvah Abraham san, chomor mishar. How much water would be necessary in that area of 3 Amas high and Amma squared? How much volume would be in that area? That would be 40 saw of mikvah water. So now the Gemara says, let's make the calculation. Kama havlu, so how much is that? If you take this, the dimensions of the Yamsha Shloima, this mikveh that he had, which again we said is 10 by 10 squared. Again, it has the length of one end of the pool, both the diameter in the width and the length had 10 amas, with a height of 5 amas, which is basically 10 by 10 by 5. So how much height is that if you take squares of amma by amma squares? So therefore the Gemara says, Chamish Meir Garmidi, that comes out to 500 ammas. As Rashi breaks it down, Rashi breaks it down into cubes of amma by amma squares. And that is, Rashi goes as follows. Makes it very simple. He says, let's say you take the length, you take the not the height, but rather you're taking the length and the width as if it was a square. And you take it, you break it up into 10 strips. So each strip has 10 amas in the length and has a width of an amma with a height of 5 amas, which is basically 10 times by 1 by 5. Now, if you take every strip that has 10 in it and you break it into amma cubes, that comes out to 10 times 10 because you're breaking each one into 10. That's 100 pieces of an amma and amma squared with a height of 5 amas, which is basically 100 times 1 times by 1 by 1 by 5. If you put one on top of the other, these amma by amma squares with a height of 5 amas, you're going to get 500 amas. But in an elementary math, it's very simple. Basically, again, it's 10 by 10 because that's the length and the width, which is 100. With a height of 5, that's 500. So it's understandable, just a Rashi, the way Rashi generally does math, that he breaks it up to amma cubes, which is amma by amma squared. So therefore, the Gemara says as follows, Litzlasma'a, for the 300 of the height, again, which is basically the area of the mikveh, as we said, has to be 3 by 1 by 1. Again, that's a 1 by, that's why Rashi breaks down into amma cubes, because that makes it a little bit simpler. But basically, it's that you have to have an amma by amma with a height of 3 amas, as we said in the beginning. So if you take that and you multiply 3 by 1 by 1 times 100, that will come out to 300 amas. So therefore, we said there's 500 amas that were there of area in the mikvah of Shlomo. So you take 300 out of those 500, that gives you meya, that gives you 100 mikvahs, as we said, because the 3 amas of height that's necessary for the mikvah, which is, again, he's measuring in cubes of amma by amma. So you have 3 by 1 by 1, multiply by 100, that's 300, so that will give you, 300 will give you 100 mikvahs. Lemei v'chamchen, now for another 150 that you have out of the 500, which will make it to 450, chamchen gives you another 50 mikvahs. As we said, because you'd have that divided by 3, which is what's necessary, will give you 50 mikvahs. There you have your 150 mikvahs in the Yamsha Shlema. And that the Gemara asks, Ba'arba Meya v'chamshin sagi, it would have been enough with 450 amas in area. Why did it have to have 500 amas in area if we're saying that it had these 150 mikvahs? That's not true. It could have. It really has more because we're saying it had 500 amas of area. So why are we saying it had just 150 mikvahs? And then the Gemara says that although we made a calculation, but our whole calculation that would be out of an area of 500 amas, that now we're asking that, wait a second, 500 amas is more than 150 mikvahs, that's only if it was squared. If it was squared, then you would have the length and the width, even on the sides as it is in the inside, as a square is, then you would have, as the calculation that Rashi said before, you'd have your strips of equal of 10 strips, each one having a length of 10 amas, then you break it up, that gives you 100 of amma by amma squares. With a height of 5, that would give you 500 amma by amma squares. However, that's only if it was squared. Yamsha asa shlema ogel hoya. This pool, this mikveh that Shlomo HaMelech made, was circle. As Rashi brings that, says in the pasuk, ogel sava, it was circle all around. And therefore comes out that these strips of length of 10 amas were only in the middle strips of the mikveh that had that. Because anything that's round, then the width of the middle is going to be wider, but it's going to be smaller all around, because obviously if you circle it around, the corners are not there, so therefore you're losing, again, it gets smaller and smaller as you get to the ends. And therefore, we're not going to have a complete area of 500 amas. That's it's only going to contain 150 mikvahs, not anymore, because it didn't really have an area of 500 amas. But then the Gemara says, but mechti, let's see. So let's calculate exactly how much it actually was. Don't just answer to say, oh, it was circle, so therefore it was different. So how much did it actually come out to? Kama meruba yesar al eagle. How much greater is a square, that area of the square, than a circle? And then the Gemara says, revia, it's a quarter. And that is because, as Rashi goes through the calculation, that every circle, the diameter that's an amma, its circumference is 3 ammas, as we learned in our Mishnah, that it's a pi. It's 3.14, whatever it is, but in either way, our Gemara says it's 3 to 1. So therefore, it's going to be 3 to 1. But if it was squared, an amma by an amma, then it has an area, its quote-unquote perimeter, its circumference is 4 ammas, because you have an amma on every side of the square. So that comes out that a square is more than a circle by a quarter, because although it's 3 to 1 by a circle, it's 4 to 1 by the square. Therefore, this yam that Shlomo HaMelech made that was circle, if we're going to be mesharet with an area of 500 amas, that which if it were squared, then we have to go ahead and diminish a quarter from that calculation because it was circle. So again, although it was 10 amas by 10 amas, that was only in the middle. But the circles were losing. How much was it losing? A quarter milavar, as it's called. In other words, the square was a quarter more than what's there by the circle. So therefore, the Gemara makes the calculations as follows. La'arba ma'a, for 400, that is, let's say, regarding the 400, if we're taking from 500. So the 400 really gets downgraded to 300. Because as we said, that since it's a circle, it's going to have it's not going to have that quarter more that the square has. So instead of having, as we said, 4 to 1, which was 400, it's going to be 3 to 1. So therefore, for the 400, you really have 300 of circle. That gives you that gives you 100 mikvahs, as we said, because 300 will give you 100 mikvahs, because that will be the height of 3 with the 1 by 1 squared. Lameya, for the remaining 100, because we said it was 500 area if it was a square, which again, 400 we said is really 300. Now for the last 100, really is going to be 75, because we said it's going to be only 3 to 1 in contrast to a square that's 4 to 1. That gives you Esam Mechamisha. That gives you only 25 mikvahs, which again, as we said, for every 4 amas that we're calculating of the mikvah, it's going to be really 3, because we're talking about a circle, which are smaller amas, as we said, from the corners, from the ends of the circle, are smaller. So therefore, it comes out to 125 mikvahs, which the Gemara asks. So hani meyve esem v'chamisha havalhu. So therefore, it really only comes out to 125 mikvahs, not 150 mikvahs. So first, our question was, it really should have been more than 150 mikvahs, because an area of 500 amas, as we calculated, that's what it is when you have 10 by 10 squared with a height of 5, which gives you, again, an area of 500 amas, that cube, that should be more than 150 mikvahs. 450 is going to be 150 mikvahs. Another Gemara says, wait a second, that's only if it would be squared. We're talking about a mikvah that's circle, that's round. Now, whatever it is by the square, a quarter less is going to be what it is when it's a circle. And that's because, as we said very simply, because the diameter of a tefach, which in the circumference of a circle is 3 to 1, whereas as you can easily calculate by a square, it's 4 to 1, because a diameter of 1, which basically means you have a perfect square, each one being an amma. Now that means it has 4 ammas in its circumference, in its perimeter. You add up 1 plus 1 plus 1 plus 1 is 4, so it has 4 to 1. 4 to 1 is different than 3 to 1 by the circle, so everything that was there by the calculation of 500, you got to take off a quarter downgraded to what the circle was. So we made the cheshbon, we made the calculation. If let's say we break down the 500 into components of 400 and 100, the 400 becomes 300 for the circle. So 300 become 100 mikvahs, again, because we said that it's really, the mikvah has to have 3 by 1, if you take 500 1 amma squares, and you that's how you calculate this area of 500, you basically need, every mikvah has to have an amma squared with a height of 3, so that basically comes out with this 300 is going to be 300 amma squares, which is going to be 100 mikvahs. So now you're left with the last 100. 100 really from square gets downgraded to 75 of a circle. You got to take a quarter off. 75, if you divide that by 3, which is again how we're calculating each mikvah, that comes out to 25. So therefore, the question of the Gemara is that not only that it's not more than 150, it's not even 150. How did the Gemara say that the Yam Shel Shleima was able to, it had a capacity, it had the volume of 150 mikvahs? It's not, it only had 125 mikvahs. And then the Gemara answers, Tani Rami Bar Yechezkel. Yam Sha'asa Shleim was very interesting. This pool that Shleim HaMelech made, Sholish Amas Tachtoinis Mirubois. The bottom 3 Amas, they were squared. And that is, there were these 10 Amas strips, of each one being a length of 10 Amas. which was 100 amas in area, with a height of 3 amas and the width of an amma, which is this area, this volume of 300 amas, again, which we said is basically an amma squares of 3 amas high, which is going to be 100 mikvayas on the bottom 3 amas, because that was squared. And therefore, you don't have to take off a quarter on the bottom 3 amas. However, v'shtayim elyonis agulis, it was the top 2 amas which were circled, they were round. And that is because had they been squared, then as we made the calculation before, that would have been 200 amas. But now that we said that they're circled, they're round, you got to take off a quarter. Now you're left with 150. That is 50 mikvayas that comes out to exactly 150 mikvayas, because the bottom 3 amas were squared. So therefore, that gives us a full 100 from that 300 that gives us, again, 3 by 1 by 1, that's the area of a mikvah. That gives us, because since it's squared, a complete 100 mikvayas. And the top 2 amas is going to be, it would have been squared, would have been 200, which was 500 altogether, but it's circle. Therefore, instead of 200, you're taking off a quarter, it becomes 150. 150 will equal into 50 mikvahs. 100 plus 50 is going to be 150 mikvahs. Now the Gemara asks, fine, you got a good answer, you covered all your bases. But nehid ibcho le metzis amen. I understand you can't say the reverse. You can't say that the bottom amis were the ones that were round and the upper ones were the ones that were squared, because the svasi ogulksiv, the pasuk actually says that the rim was circle around. So I understand the top part was round. However, but say that it was only one amas circle. In other words, how do you know, and that's how you said that it was able to contain 150 kosher mikvahs, how do you know that the top 2 amas were round? Maybe only the top 1 amma was round and not more, and therefore this Yam Shel Shleima was able to contain even more than 150 kosher mikvahs, because you're having more squared area, you're having 4 ammas squared, not 3 the way you said it, and not having 2 rounded, but rather only 1 rounded. How do you know that? And then the Gemara says, Lo yisal gedaitach. You cannot entertain that to say that the mikvah that Shlomo HaMelech made was able to, that it was able to hold and contain more than 150 regular mikvahs. As Dichsiv says in the Pasuk Malachim Aleph, which says exactly the measurements that we said, it says, Alpayim bas yachal, that it contained 2,000 bas. Now bas is a measurement. So the Gemara asks, bas kamahava. How much is this measurement of bas? So the Gemara says it's shalish sa'in. A bas is 3 sa'. The Chesivah says, a pasuk in Yecheskel, master habas min akur, that the meister from the kur was a bas. And a kur is 30 sa'. So therefore, if the bas is a meister, which is a tenth of the kur, so it comes out that the tenth of 30 is going to be 3, which is, again, that's we said that the bas is 3 sa'. The Havalahu, so it comes out that these 2,000 bas were shita alfei grive, that they were 6,000 sa, and that is 150 mikvahs, because 4,000 is 40 times 100, which are 100 mikvahs of 40 sa. And now the remaining 2,000 sa is 40 times 50, again, each mikvah is 40 sa, which are 50 mikvahs. So the 6,000 sa that were there had to be, as we said, 150 mikvahs. So on the volume, it's definite that it was fit, that area of 150 mikvahs. But then we just had to figure out the actual area of the mikvah, as we said, that regarding the dimensions that it were by 10 by 10 with a height of 5. So that we figured out, because since we know it has to be the 150 kosher mikvahs, that we worked out by having the bottom 3 amas squared and the top 2 amas circled. The Gemara asks, but it seems to be a contradiction from a different pasuk. But there's a pasuk in Divrei Yomim Beis that says, Machzik basim shloishes alafim. The pasuk over there is talking by this yamsha that Shlomo HaMelech made. So it says over there that it was 3,000 bas. How does that work with the other pasuk that says it was 2,000 bas, which would make Shlomo HaMelech's mikvah much bigger than 150 mikvahs? And that the Gemara says, Hahu legucha. That pasuk that says that it was 3,000 bas, that was that if you measured it with solids, with yavish, that would be able to contain even 3,000 bas. But we're talking about a mikvah that had liquid. That obviously cannot be heaped over the rim. That it was even only able to contain 2,000 bas, which was, as we said, 150 mikvahs. To which Abaye says, related to this idea that we said, that on the one hand it was 2,000 bas, because that was in the volume of liquid. Whereas when they said it was able to contain 3,000 bas, when it was solid, that it could be heaped over without it pouring over the sides, Shema Minah, Hai Gucha Tilsav, that obviously tells us that this heaping over is a third more than what's there when it's a liquid, which Taisa says the difference would be regarding mechamemcha for business deals. If let's say the product was a liquid, or if it's solid, that would be the difference. As the Gemara says, it's not nami. Similarly, we learned like this in the Mishnah Kalim. It says shida regarding a carriage, which is a type of a box that is connected to the wagon, which holds and the chash of a woman ride in there, or a table, a migdal, or a box, or a closet, or kaveres hakash, or kaveres hakondom. And similarly regarding a basket of straw or basket of reeds, ubois svin alexanders, and also the pit of an Alexandrian ship, which was basically that when they would travel on these ships, they didn't have fresh water around for a long time, so they made somewhat of a cistern, a pit, that they could have fresh water over there because they didn't have when they went on these long trips. So all these cases that we said, the shade, the teva, migdal, and these different baskets, alpha pishesh lun shalayim, even though they have bottoms, so in a sense, they basically have the characteristics of a keli. However, but vehem achzikis arboim saw balach, since they contain 40 saw when it's a liquid, shehin karayim biyavich, which are too kor when it is dry, which is basically this same idea that we're talking about, that a person could go ahead and he could heap over, that he could make what was 40 saw of liquid, when it's a solid, it's going to be 60 sa, because two kor, a kor, as we said before, is 30 sa, so two kor is 60 sa, so that's the same idea. Abaye says, as we said over here by the Yam Shel Shleima, that the gutsha, the heaping over, is a third more of solid than when there is over there by liquid. But Rashi does say that obviously what we're talking about over here is a vessel, that the height is the half of its length and of its width, as Liyam Shel Shleima, which we said was 10 by 10 with a height of 5, which is half of the length and the width. That, because obviously it's not always going to be the same overflow of the to be a third of the liquid, unless it has exact dimensions, because obviously if it's narrower, then the height, then whatever it's heaping over is not going to be the same as it is by the Yam Shel Shleima, which to be exactly a third, it's when we're talking about that the height is half of the width and the length. So there is, as we said, that it's going to be a third more than the solid. So regarding all these cases, the Mishnah Kalim says Tahirin that they are going to be tar. And the reason why they're going to be tar is because since they're very large, because they contain such large measurements, which is 40 sa in liquid or even 60 sa, which are two kur in yavish. So therefore, we don't view it as having a status of a kli because they cannot be carried what's called moli vereken. They cannot be carried both when they're empty and full, because when they're full, they're way too heavy, they're way too large. Therefore, it doesn't have the quality, which in the pasuk is compared to sak, which has to be something that's carried both empty and full for it to be able to be mekabel tumma. Therefore, these items are not mekabel tumma, but the main idea why we brought in was to show you that the 40 sa of dry of liquid will be the same as 60 sa of dry, which was miyash of this theory by the Yam Shel Asa Shleima, that on the one hand it was able to contain 2,000 bas, that's talking about in the liquid of the water, but on the other hand it could hold 3,000 bas, which is when you're putting in solids there on the top. But again, the main reason why we brought in this whole Yam Shel Shleima, which is the reason why Rabbi Yehuda actually quoted it when he was talking about all the different things that it doesn't actually have to be able to have the brius to contain that ariach, which to say this idea that the circumference of 3 by a circle will give you a diameter of 1, which is what's necessary for the measurement of the kaira, although it's round. If it's 3 on the circumference, on the roundness and the perimeter, then it will have the width of a tefach, which is all that's necessary, according to Yehuda, to be able to contain the width of the riach, of the half a brick, and doesn't have to actually be strong enough. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, talking about, again, the hechsher of a mavi, now going and talking about a lechi, regarding the side post. We spoke about a kaira, the crossbeam, now our Mishnah talks about the side post. The Mishnah begins, l'chayayin sha'amr, regarding this that we said, that if you want to be masak in a mavi, according to Basil, all you need is a lechi or a kaira. Bishamah says you need a lechi and a kaira. So regarding these lechis, these side posts, goivon asar tvachim, the height has to be 10 tvachim, v'rachvin v'oivin kalshu, but the width and the thickness of the lechi could be even a minute amount. However, Rabbi Yossi argues, and he says, rachvin gimel tvachim, the width of the lechi has to be 3 tvachim. It's not enough that it has to go into the mavi at least a width of 3 tvachim. Now, our Gemara makes a diuk in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, L'chayayin sha'amru b'chulu, that regarding the side post that we spoke about, it has to have these dimensions. So it says in the plural, L'chayayin. So, Lema Tanan Stamak, Reb Elazar, so our Gemara says, let's say the Stam Mishnah, which is always very important because many are those that say that we paskin like Stam Mishnah, that a Stam Mishnah is like Reb Elazar, Dama L'chayayin ba'inan, that he says it's not enough to have just one lechi by Mavli. He says you have to have two lechis, one on either side of the open fourth side, opening up to the Rishas Rama on either side, because it says l'chayayin. And that Gemara says lo. My lechayayin, what does it mean when it says the plural of lechis, of side posts? Lechayayin de ama, meant the side posts of in general. In other words, on all the mavis of the world, all these lechis, in other words, not just for one mavis, all these lechis, in other words, for all these mavis, that it has to have these dimensions. Now the Gemara says, wait, ihachi, if that was the case, that's why it's using the plural. So kairi, regarding the crossbeam, that is regarding the first mission that we mentioned just before, that said hakairisham regarding the crossbeam, namin nisni kairis. It should also say in the plural the crossbeams. Umay kairis kairis tamen. What would it mean in the plural? Obviously, there's no one that says you have to have more than one crossbeam. It's only the machlekes by lechi. But what would it mean the crossbeams? It would mean by all the kairis of the world. In other words, for all the mothers. Why over there does it say in the singular and here in the plural? And then the Gemara says, you're right. Rather, hachikama, this is what we meant when we said in the plural lechayayin, that oisin lechayayin shenechleku behen Rebbe Elazar v'chacham, regarding these lechis, which is a machlokes between Rebbe Elazar and the chacham, that is, Rebbe Elazar holds you need to have two, and Rabban holds you need to have one, whichever way it is, whether it's two or one, the measurement is, goyven asar tvachim, that the height has to be 10 tvachim, merach v'lovin kolshu, and that the width and the thickness is even a minute amount. But it's saying it in general. And you shouldn't infer not like one opinion or like the other opinion. It's just saying, whichever one it is, these lechis, again, one is debated and one is agreed upon, that it's going to be these dimensions, but not to make a dig. Now the Gemara explains, regarding our Mishnah, the kama kolshu, but how much is a minute amount? You're saying that the width and the thickness only have to be a kolshu. How much is a kolshu? So Tan Rebchia, afilu kachot hatzarbel, even like the string of a coat, of a cloak, it's really just very, very thin, even the most minute amount, that's all that's necessary for it to have in the width and the thickness. So now the Gemara continues in regarding this, of the tikkun of the lechis. So now the Gemara brings many different types of cases regarding the kashrus of a specific type of a lechi. So Tana, we learned, asa lechi lechatzi mavi. If a person made a lechi, a side post, for only half of the mavi, that is, he brought it inside the length of the mavi to halfway, half of the length of the mavi, as some Rashis have the picture that you have a regular mavi, and the lechi is halfway in, then the halacha is, ein lo yalechatzi mavi, the bride says, he only has a half a mavi that is allowed to carry in, that is, he's not allowed to use the area from the half towards the outside, only from that which is inside, in the inside of that lechi. I think Gemara says, Pshita, when it's obvious, the lechi is what makes it kosher. That is a hecker, that this is an area that's different than what's outside of it. So obviously the area of the mavi that's outside of it, you can't use. So the Gemara says, Ele'ema, rather what the Braisa said was, yesh loy chatzim mavi. That, of course, we don't have to tell you can't use the part out of it, but the chiddush was that you have at least the half that's within the area of that lechi. The Gemara says, Hanami Pshita. That's also pretty obvious. What do you mean? What's wrong? You have a lechi. Why do I don't have to put on the outside of the mavi? And the Gemara says no, because that I would have thought to say that you might end up using the entire mavi. No one, you know, this is a mavi. We made the air, we can carry here. People might not realize that it's only because of the where it actually is, which is only halfway of the mavi. Kamashmon, that the chiddush was no, we're not concerned about that. And we're allowed to use the half that actually has the inside of that lechi. And we're not concerned, you might come to carrying the outside half of that lechi. Amar Rava, another case, Rava says, also lechi l'mavi. If a person made a lechi for a mavi, but v'higbiyei minar karka shleisha, but he elevated this side post more than 3 tefachim from the ground, or he distanced it in the width of the mavi more than 3 tefachim from the wall, he didn't do anything. And the Gemara says, even according to Shimon Gamliel, that he says that even more than 3 tefachim, you say love it, that we view it as if it's attached. Say here also, even if it's more than 3 tefachim high, or more than 3 tefachim from the wall, it's less than 4 tefachim, so you should say love it, and you should see it attached to the wall. So why does he say that even according to him, it's going to be puzzle? Hanimi lemala. This that Shimon Gamliel would say, that you would say love it, even if it's more than 3 tefachim, that's only above. For example, as we said on the previous Amid, that when you have a crossbeam that's going from one wall to another, and it doesn't reach the other wall, there we have Machlikish of Mishim Gom Run, that Mishim Gom will say that if it's less than 4 Tfachim, we'll say Lavin. Avalamata, but below, Kivin the Havya Mechitza Shagadoin Baikamba, since it's a wall, that the kid goats can walk right through it, then like come, then we do not say Lavin, we don't say it at all, because even if it's less than 4 tefachim, but because it's more than 3 tefachim, which is the area that the kid goats could go through, we can't see this as, quote-unquote, a wall, because people are walking through this wall. So therefore, if it's more than 3 tefachim away, or more than 3 tefachim high, which something is walking through there, we can't view that as a wall anymore, and therefore it's not going to be a kasher lech. Now the Gemara continues quoting from a Mishnah. The Rabbi Yosi Omer Rachman Gimel Tefach. He argued, he said it's not enough to have just the width of a kol shul. The lechi has to have a width of at least 3 tefach. So Amar Rabbi Yosi, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Ein halacha k'Rabbi Yosi. The halacha does not follow like Rabbi Yosi. Loi behilmi, loi belchayayin. Not by the halacha of hilmi, which is brine, that is, there's a machlokes regarding the halachas of Shabbos, that we're not allowed to make brine because it seems like that you might be doing something aser. Rabbi Yosi said you can't even make a minute amount, which Chacham argue and say a minute amount you're allowed to. And that halacha is not like Rabbi Yosi that he makes it forbidden even a minute amount. And the halacha doesn't follow him either regarding this halacha that we spoke about by the halacha of lechi. It does not have to be a width of 3 tefachim. So Amalei Rav Huna bar Chinana, he said to Rabbi Yosef, who was saying this halacha, Behilmi Amritlan, you had told us regarding this brine that the halacha does not follow like Rabbi Yosi, but Lechiyayin Lo Amritlan, you never told us this regarding lechi that the halacha doesn't follow him. So on this, Rabbi Yosef responded, what do you mean, Maishno Behilmi? What would be any difference by the brine? That there I told you halacha doesn't follow like Rabbi Yosi. The Pligi Rabban Aleh, because Rabban argue on him. So Lechiyayin Nami, Pligi Rabban Aleh, by lechi is also Rabban argue, so that's why the halacha doesn't follow like him. So Amalei, so regarding that, Rav Huna bar Chinna responded to him, he says, that's not a raya. Because Shani Lechiyah, in the case of the Lechis, that's different. Maybe the Halacha would be like him, even though the Rabban argue on him. Mishum Dekoy Rebbe Kavasei, because Rebbe holds like him in this area, as we mentioned a few times in the previous Gemaras, as Adi Baminyumi had said, that we said that this is like Rebbe, who he holds like Rebbe Yosi, as we said, which was talking about by a Chatzar Katana that was breached to a Chatzar Gedayla, which we said regarding whatever the halacha was, we said that he's falling like Rabbi Yosi, that it has to have, the lechis are going to be 3 tefachim. So therefore, the Chatzar Katana will not be good, the Chatzar Gedayla will be good. But either way, we said Rabbi Yosi, Rebbe is going to be following Rabbi Yosi's opinion. That's why, possibly, we would say the halacha would fall like him, because Rabbi Yehuda Nasi holds like him in this area. And that's why I just wanted to point out that you didn't tell us this, and it's not implicit from the other halacha, that the halacha wouldn't fall like him there either, because the Rabbana argue in him. A different version of this discussion, the Gemara brings Rabbi Chumi Masni Hachi. He said as follows: Amar Rabbi Yehuda Berei Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas Mishmei Derav. In halacha k'Rabbi Yosi, loy behilmi v'lo bechenda. Halacha does not follow like him, not by the brine and not by the leches. So Amar Lei, so he said to him, Amrit, did you really say this? That halacha does not follow like Rabbi Yosi? So Amar Lehu Loi, he says, no, I never said that. I didn't say that halacha does not follow like Rabbi Yosi. So Amar Rav, Rav says, Ho Elikim, I swear, Amar, he said it. V'gemirna lamine, and I actually learned this from him. He taught me this. Now, why is he retracting and saying that he didn't say this and the halacha would follow like Rabbi Yosi? Because Rabbi Yosi, he has his reasonings of his proofs are always with him wherever he is. As the Gemara Masechtas Gittin says, when it enumerates all the praises of all the different sages, the praise of Rabbi Yosi was that he always has his reasoning. He was able to back up what he said. And therefore, the halacha would follow like Rabbi Yosi. That's why he's retracting. Really, originally he said the halacha is not following like him because the Rabban argue in him. But since he has his nimukim imoy, he has his reasonings, that's why we say the halacha would follow like him. However, Lamaisa, the Gemara says, Omlei Rav Bar Rav Chan Labaya, Hilchasamai. Lamaisa, what is the halacha regarding these lechis? How thick does it have to be? Is it like Rabbi Yosi that has to be 3 tefachim? Or is it like it says in our Mishnah, like the Tanakhama, that it could even be a kalshu? So Omlei said to him, Pukhazi my amadavar. Go out, see what everyone's doing. What are the people doing? And as Rashi tells us, the people already accustomed themselves to use a lechi, a side post that's even a mashu, not like Rabbi Yosi. So Ikadimasan Lada, those that have this version of what Abaya told his Talmud, a pukhazi my amadavar, aha, on a different statement, on the Mishnah Brachas. If someone's drinking water for his thirst, which that's really coming to exclude if someone's just choking at something and he's just drinking water for that to lubricate or to help him have to be able to swallow something, that would have a different halacha. But if someone's drinking water for his thirst, so then he says the bracha of shahakol that everything was made through Hashem's words, and that's the bracha you make before you drink. But after you drink water, you don't make any bracha achrayna. Reb Tarfon says, what is the bracha rishayna on water? He says, "Is burning the forces, rabbis v'chesron." Hashem made many different souls with their lackings. Al kol mashab barasa, and regarding everything that you created, that is the bracha Rishon. The Reb Tarfon says, "We have machlekes. What bracha do you make on water beforehand? Afterwards, you're not going to make any bracha because it's not so significant. But the bracha Rishon is a machlekes. Do you make a shahakel or do you make a burning the forces?" So Amar Rav Chan Labaya Hilchasemel. What is the halacha? What bracha do we make before we drink water? So Amalei Pukhazi Ma'amid Vray. He said, go out and see what are people doing. And as the Gemara says over there, that people make a shahakal before they drink water, and they make a bari nefashas Shabbos b'chas Reinan, as a bracha achreina after they drink water.